Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
I was hospitalized, but it was a homeopathic hospital. Gandhi Acres. I was beautiful. In Gandhi Acres.
Yes, yeah, of course.
It was what's really the, something else.
What is the homeopathic, treatment for a parasite?
Yeah.
Oh, they're parasites.
Really? So they actually let them fight it out within your body?
They fed me biscuits that were infected with other parasites to battle the worst parasites that had gotten into my small intestine.
Everybody that came into that restaurant was wearing a mask until they, you know, got into the seating area to sit down and eat their meal. So I'm fine with that.
Any loud eaters?
No, we were far away. We were so far away from everybody. There was nobody within. There may be on the other side of a walkway away from us.
I'm
so
always concerned for loud eaters.
I'm concerned for people
Carla
getting food all over their mask, like maybe just dripping
Carla
marinara
says when
sauce.
I eat something that I really love, I hum.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Is anybody interested in talking to somebody from the past?
Yes. Sure.
Happy Monday, everybody.
Why not?
Creepy crew today.
I love time machines.
Well, the past is full of grenades and landmines. Like, I don't know what that looks like yet.
Really?
Yeah, it depends.
I don't really either. I don't know. Let's see. Bring her in, shall you? Shall we?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. And then we won't have that on. All right, that's great. You know what? That's really terrific. I swear to God, I am a rookie when it comes to anything to do with it. All
right, I'm sort of putting together what you're doing, and I wish you luck.
What the hell?
Are you guys going to flex your muscles all day long or what?
Hi, Jennifer!
How are you?
Wow. What a surprise.
Well worth it.
Great to be with you again.
That's awesome. Jennifer.
Hi there.
Time machine. Jennifer, wow. Where have you been?
Wow. I have been on a hiatus.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I'm so glad to be back.
Great to see you.
Yeah.
So am I to believe that the test came back negative?
Well, I've had several.
Oh.
What just happened, Jennifer?
Oh, no. Oh, Jennifer, no. What happened?
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Leave us hanging on that whole test thing.
Yeah. Well, you know.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
The first clue is batteries.
Oh.
AA batteries. That's the first clue.
It didn't come with a power adapter?
It may have, but I might not have found it. Let me. Okay.
Came in an awfully big box.
Nope, it didn't.
And that's you know what? That company is the notorious, Mike, for having you buy a separate adapter. They always think you're going to go on the road with it.
Sure.
Right.
Sure.
If that's what you need, we can definitely look into that.
I thought the reason I thought it was cutting off was because I thought it had one of those automatic shutdowns, which so many of the electronic devices have now. No, it was shutting off because it was the batteries were toast.
Well, you know already. That Miss Wisniewski has always been a tease.
She always has been, Rob. She always has been that little bitch.
Before the batteries, weirdly went away. It's not your fault.
You mean maybe the batteries that I was working on for an hour last night, getting everything ready to go, and then I came in and nothing worked in this land because I don't have an engineer.
Yes,
I don't know what to do. I really don't know what to do.
Mike,
I don't know what
I'm
doing.
If you
10 years of doing this, 11 years, and I'm not. I don't know what I'm doing.
You were further along than most broadcasters.
Absolutely.
Yes.
You got to pat yourself on the back about that. For the hour and a half that you set up yesterday, how did the machine perform for you for a party of one?
We had a lot of fun with it. I had a lot of fun with it.
Good. Yeah,
I was going to do something fun with it today. And play. All right, you know, talk amongst yourselves. Yes. God damn it, I'm going to go get batteries.
He's going to get new batteries.
The one thing about I guess a home with children. My parents weren't like this, but modern parents.
Yeah.
Do you remember? Because my parents like laid this crazy guilt trip on me every time we had something with batteries. Mm-hmm. Like Christmas would open up, and we'd open our presents in Christmas, and my mom be like, and she would be so happy for us, and my dad would be in the corner miserable, like with his beady eyes looking at us if something took batteries.
Well, he probably had been up all night like preparing, and now
he'd probably just come into town. And then but he would be mad because he would say. Batteries cost a lot of money. He'd always harp on the cost of batteries.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think batteries have been quote unquote expensive for some time now. Nothing really changed.
What would be your opinion of these batteries?
Maxwell?
Maxwell batteries. Those to me, Mike, that says to me, those are batteries that came with the unit. Yes? Because I don't see a lot of Maxell batteries. Maxell was a cassette tape company back in the day.
Right.
You would buy cassette tapes, like a Maxell UDS-2 was a good tape. If you wanted to make like a mixtape, you bought Maxell brand tape. Now they've moved to batteries.
Someone bought a lot of used batteries. Threw them in. So we can rewrap them. Just like that one story. Is it in Vietnam? Might be in Vietnam. No, maybe Taiwan. Yeah. I got to find it. A vendor got busted by the local Public Health Administration for rewrapping condoms, used condoms.
I saw that.
Selling them. Yeah. Yeah.
So, Mike, I know where you could probably buy Maxell batteries. Do you know the Peking Gourmet Inn in Falls Church?
Hey, how dare you? That place may be a
store,
strip mall.
No, listen, there is a store next to it that sells Notions and Knickknacks, and I think that might be a good place to buy Maxell brand batteries. And also banks that look like big cats. They have those too.
Well, it's frustrating, you know.
Batteries.
I do the best I can. I really do.
Mike,
I try.
You're doing the best.
I try, but it doesn't.
You're doing great.
The Lord's work.
That way.
This is an on-demand Audible. And at the beginning, no problem. No problem.
It's fine. It doesn't always work that well.
Hey, there she is.
There she is.
Hi there. Hi, guys.
Hello.
How are you? Hi. Let me try something else here.
Turn the music off, please. Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi, everybody.
Jennifer.
I'm Jennifer.
Do you mind sending...
Jennifer!
Do you mind turning up your gain just a little bit or your send to us?
It wouldn't work.
Thank you.
Okay,
no, you're not far away. I'm being, I guess, nitpicky about this. I like the gain to be where it needs to be, right?
Hello.
Oh, better.
Hi, guys.
Better, Jennifer.
Better.
How's it going there? It's great.
It's going
great. It's great to be back on the show.
Jennifer, did you enjoy the work from home transition as much as we did?
Absolutely. I really haven't been working. I have been eat, pray, loving. That's what I've been doing. I've been traveling the world during COVID because
it's
the only time I could get it for so cheap. It's the only time I could get it on the cheap. No one. I have been traveling from March through, well, just the other day when I got back and came in to work with my favorite broadcaster. Anyway, how are you guys?
We're great.
How are you doing?
We are great. Do you enjoy the reuniting of Mike O'Mara and his family? And now you're in a new home office, technically, if you're stopping by.
That's true.
His little bear cub is the most adorable thing I've ever seen, and he's all grown up.
Did he recognize you?
Yeah, did he remember you?
No. And that's the sad part of this little tale, if I can tell you. I've lost a rather significant amount of weight.
I was going to say.
As you know, that you don't know my vitals, do you? Prior to leaving Mr. O'Mara's employ, I weighed 235 pounds.
Yes.
And as you know, I'm 6'2".
Yes.
And you didn't know that those were my vitals. I lost a lot of weight because when I was in India,
India,
I got a parasite infection. And it was a doozy. God, what a doozy it was.
Yeah, were you hospitalized? How is the healthcare in India?
I was hospitalized, but it was a homeopathic hospital. Gandhi Acres. I was beautiful. In Gandhi Acres.
Yes, yeah, of course.
It was really something else.
What is the homeopathic, treatment for a parasite?
Yeah.
Other parasites.
Really? So they actually let them fight it out within your body?
They fed me biscuits that were infected with other parasites to battle the worst parasites that had gotten into my small intestine. And let me tell you, I became very familiar with Indian porcelain, if you know what I'm talking about. Oh, my God. When you're sliding into home you feel a bit of foam, diarrhea.
Did you notice any different about
diarrhea,
anything?
Diarrhea. Diarrhea.
Jennifer, I'm sorry, and Rob, sorry for monopolizing this conversation, but Jennifer, right. I have to ask you, little Michael didn't recognize you. Did you recognize Mike O'Mara?
I did. Of course I did. Even though I have been experiencing bouts of, the same thing they gave with the COVID. Brain fog. But I had that before. Isn't that right? Yeah.
Well, I think, it's been so long since you've been here, Jennifer. We should probably reintroduce you.
It has been a long time, Rob. Okay.
You are Mike O'Mara's personal assistant. Mm-hmm. You've been with him quite some time. And
That's right.
Oh.
What? I'm just playing.
I'm so glad you're back, and I had a hunch you'd be back because it's your favorite time of year. It's pumpkin spice season.
Halloweeny, you little Halloweeny, Rob. You're a little Halloweeny. You are really a Halloweeny.
Oh my! Have you chosen your costume yet? Have you chosen your costume yet for Halloween?
Same one I wear every year, Wonder Woman.
Yeah. You know, Jennifer, some neighborhoods are canceling Halloween.
It's true.
Well, I still have my wonder. It's a little fitting a little more loosely, but I still, I was always challenged because I had the massive round tummy and then nothing up on top.
Yeah.
So it was always very, very frustrating for me.
Have you found since the weight loss? Mike, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Since the weight loss.
A 6'2" woman who weighs 265 pounds with an A cup is not an easy find in a female clothing store.
Does your
you know what I mean?
Does your outfit slide down a bit now?
I actually for many, many years bought clothing from the Ann Ramsey collection. Those fit me like a glove. They fit me like a glove. They did. They truly did. No top, lots of bottom. Yeah. This sounds like every one of these pieces of crap we've ever put on the show, doesn't it?
While on your journey, Jennifer, did you find any love?
Yeah.
Well, self-love.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Mm. No, I don't mean it that way, dirty minds.
Oh, okay, good.
Cuckoo minds. I found a lot of self-love. I learned how to love myself.
Sure.
When you're spending a lot of time in airports, that's what you do. You learn to love yourself. Yeah. Computer boys.
So you traveled for over 6 months.
Rainy Monday. What?
You traveled for over 6 months. Did you find time in Brazil? Did you enjoy that?
No. South America for
really?
Me. I'm not getting kidnapped, pal. I don't want to get kidnapped. No way, no how. It was the I was a mysterious visitor to the East.
I see.
That's what I went to Thailand.
Ooh.
India.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I went to Vietnam, North and South, but of course they're all one country now.
Never forget.
I went to Bali. Oh my God, the sticky rice. Fantastic. I could live on it. But of course, after my parasitic
yes.
After my parasite infection, the sticky rice didn't do it. I liked it, but it didn't like me.
At any point on the trip, did you ever lose your sense of taste?
No, never had it. I know what you're talking about.
Just checking.
COVID.
Yeah.
It's all over the world. I was tested constantly. constantly. I was always tested for the COVID, and I wore a mask. I wore a mask that I made myself out of my old bloomers. I wore Jennifer Wisniewski Carter Farter cloth masks made out of my old granny panties and all of them in a lovely shade of gray.
Oh. How many masks?
They didn't have to be colored or anything. They were all gray. I wear the crap out of them.
How many masks would each pair make?
20. I loved them. I did. I really loved them. But it's so good to see you two boys.
Great
and
to
I'm
see you.
I'm glad you're healthy and everything's going well. I'm so glad to be back. And I am so grateful that Mr. O'Meara gave me permission to take a hiatus to travel and see the world. And it's a big, beautiful world out there, and I wish everybody knew about it.
Did you get a chance to ride an elephant on your big trip?
I did not get a chance to ride an elephant. I know that several of the people were. I did not have the opportunity, but when I was in a certain part of India, I actually painted the faces of the elephant. Finger paints around their eyes and their decorative trunks. And I was painting this one particular Indian elephant when I think it had a little problem. What was that sound?
Oh, Jennifer.
Oh, excuse me.
Is that the sticky
that's
rice?
That's the parasitic infection.
Oh.
Sorry. I am so sorry. I got the gurgles. I got the gurgles.
A bad case of them.
Sorry about that. But I was painting the Indian elephant. And you have not lived until you've seen elephant dung. Giant basketball-sized pieces of elephant turd. And when those land on the ground, they actually make a vibration.
Wow.
A little vibration.
Can you imitate the sound of the vibration?
I love travel. I do. Bump. Oh, it sounded something like this. But anyway...
I have to say, you look rested and you look refreshed, and I love the new short haircut.
I feel
looks
that
great.
Way, man. Hey, man. Hey, man. You're a rock star. Get your game on. Hey, man. You're a rock star. Get your game on. Hey, man. Anyway, I'd like to say that I will be back in the United States, here in Southwest Florida,
mm-hmm.
that I have a friend. I have a friend, my friend Tilly has asked me to live with her, and I will be living with her. It's not going to be near Mr. O'Meara. I will be living with her in Lakeland, Florida. I'll be making the commute here once a month or so to take care of loose ends, the bookkeeping. But Tilly and I are going to enjoy the warm weather and be poolside. And I just want to say, Tilly, I love you. I've always loved you. Mm. Tilly and I played on the same field hockey team together.
I was going to ask, are you and Tilly going to be roommates or are you going to be roommates?
You know, you have always done this to me, and I'm not going to go there. And I resent the fact, first of all, what would it matter?
It doesn't.
I think to each his own, I don't like to reveal Tilly and I are dear, dear friends, to clear that up for you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
We're
yes.
dear, dear friends, Rob Spiewak, Potty Mind, surfing the web with all your filth all the time. That's really disgusting. You ought to go to church. Tilly and I are both Episcopalians, I should put.
Oh, that's good. You go to church
good
together?
Card-carrying Episcopalians, Mr. Man. Wow. Honest to God. Every time I come on this show, I have a great experience, and then I get back to talk to my friends, and I said, well, Rob just wanted to talk about my cock-a-doody sexuality.
Are you still playing any field hockey? Because I think you probably get a pickup game going down there if you want.
I'd be in an old timers league now, mister. But I watch it. I watch it all the time. I watch the LPFHL, the Ladies Professional Field Hockey League.
Mm. Sure. Yeah.
You don't see that on ESPN, do you?
No, you don't. Might be on the Deuce.
I think it's on Wii.
Girl. A girl can hope. A girl can hope, though. That's for sure. But man, some of the pros are big girls. The average height is about 6 feet in the ladies' professional field hockey league, and it's wonderful to watch. But you have to get we don't get any live TV coverage. I have to get all of my material on DVDs, smuggled DVDs.
You watch bootleg
New Zealand
DVDs of New Zealand field hockey?
Yes, that's where it's based out of, in New Zealand. And I get my DVDs for the Ladies Professional Field Hockey League out of New Zealand, and I don't want to talk about it anymore.
It's fine. That's
all
fine.
Right?
Fine. All right. All right.
Don't I sound lighter, though? Don't I sound lighter?
You look great.
You sound like you look lighter.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
You look happier, and I don't know if it's the haircut or
yeah, the new
what.
Short
I mean,
haircut
something
looks
really
great.
Different.
I decided with all the germs and all the travel that I would get. I like to call this the Maddow. I've got the Maddow cut.
Got it.
And the Maddow cut is working for me, and I'm very happy about that.
Yeah. You look empowered.
Listen. Thanks so much. So I'm going to go now.
All right.
I'll be here for the rest of the week if you need to talk to me or if you need anything. And other than that, it's just great to be back. And you can send me letters, Jennifer Wisniewski at MichaelMarishow.com. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And if you don't know the spelling, shame on you.
I know Mike did want to. He wanted me to give you a message, Jennifer. While you're
yeah,
in town,
that?
Make sure you get AA batteries. Yeah.
Thanks so much. We'll need more of them. Start the goddamn show.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Now sit down, my friend.
What are you looking at? What's wrong?
You look good in that tupa. Some people don't, but you do. It's flattering to you.
Thanks.
So, is this what you thought it would be?
Thought what would be? Where am I? Is this heaven?
No, it isn't heaven.
Is it hell?
No, it isn't hell either. Actually, there is no hell. Although I hear Los Angeles is getting pretty close. Let me tell you what's going on. When you're born into this universe, you're in it for a long, long time. And after each lifetime, there's an examining period, which you're in now. You see, every second of every lifetime is always recorded. And as each one ends, we sort of look at it. And then if everybody agrees, you move forward.
What do you mean move forward?
I mean move forward, continue onward. The point of this whole thing is to keep getting smarter, to keep growing, to use as much of your brain as possible. For example, I use 48% of my brain. Do you know how much you use?
47?
3.
I'm sorry?
3?
I use 3% of my brain?
Yes, don't worry about it. Everybody on Earth uses 3% of their brain. 3 to 5%. That's why they're there.
You mean nobody on Earth uses more than that?
When you use more than 5% of your brain, you don't want to be on Earth, believe me. Well, not that your takeout places aren't lovely, but there are many more exciting destinations for smarter people. Now, being from Earth as you are and using as little of your brain as you do, your life has pretty much been devoted to dealing with fear.
It has?
Well, everybody on Earth deals with fear. That's what little brains do.
What are little brains?
That's what we call you folks behind your back. Forgive me.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana.
And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
We are live from the nation's capital, Washington, D.C., from our Podcast Village studios and all over the world. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now. We are delighted to have you with us on a Monday. Heard everywhere from Paradise, Montana, North South Carolina. Always that funny, funny little
I love
town
that,
there,
yeah.
Pixley, California, Pickering Beach, Delaware. Well, hello, Pickering Beach. Very nice to see you. Corona, Queens, New York, and Bouillon, Belgium. That's a real salty place there. Anyway, our show today brought to you by Harry's. Can you believe the best just got better? I can because I know Harry's. I've been talking about them for a long time, and they're great. Harry's just came out with their sharpest blades ever. And unlike some other razor companies, they're not charging you more. Harry's new sharper blades are still as low as $2 each. And new U.S. customers can redeem a trial offer of Harry's new sharper blades by going to harrys.com/TMOS. These new blades are so sharp, that in a study with guys shaving 4 times a week, they reported that with their 8th shave, it was as smooth as their first. But how? Well, they own a German factory that's been making great razors for 100 years. That's a lot of sharpening. They source their steel from Sweden. Mama puts the pies out to cool. There we go. And they own the entire manufacturing process from R&D to the factory floor. Our listeners can redeem their Harry's trial set right now at harrys.com/TMOS. And this is what they will give you. A 5-blade razor featuring their new sharper blades, a weighted handle, a foaming shave gel with aloe, and a travel cover to protect your blade when you're on the go. Just go to harrys.com/TMOS and redeem your trial offer today. Thank you, Harry's. Glad to be with you. I had to start out silly today because the weekend was, to me, a tad overwhelming with the prez. And, you know, as we broadcasted to you on our Friday taping, the president had been, it had just been announced. I guess he got tested for it and they knew about it a little earlier, but they made the announcement at 1 o'clock on Friday morning. And by the way, how many broadcasters did I watch that? Well, they didn't announce it until Thursday night. No, technically it was Friday morning at 1 a.m. And it was just even that little thing. It just, you know, you have to turn it off. At a certain point, you have to turn it off because otherwise you're going to go out of your mind in this crazy world that we live in right now, where I don't know which end is up, I don't know which way is right, which way is left. It's just stunning where we are, and I can't imagine for some other developed countries in the world looking in on the great U.S. of A. right now,
right,
what they must be thinking, what they really must be thinking. It's stunningly insane. We're living in an insane time now like we haven't before. Yeah. I don't know if we'll ever see the likes of it again. I just want it to be over. I want it truly to move to some land of normalcy where we get back to doing what we do in the United States. I don't know when that's going to happen. I don't know if it's going to happen. But man, oh man, with that show around Walter Reed Medical Center, used to be called Bethesda Naval Medical Center. But what was funny is I came in and I was telling you guys that we were going to talk about this today, you know, and we'll get to the whole thing about him taking his drive and that incredibly, you know, it just shows you can have a medical degree and be a real idiot.
Yes.
That presidential doctor who is just thinks he's the smartest guy
in
the room.
It was out of central casting, as you would say,
right?
We need a good looking, dumb doctor.
Send out McDreamy.
Just astonishing. And he's trying to not tell the press corps that the president received a hit of oxygen. And it was, you can't do it right now.
Was he on oxygen? Well, he's not on oxygen right now. See you later.
That's what he said.
That's it. Bye.
Like that was going to take care of
him. Like, I got him. I took care of him, Mr. Amazing. President.
Yeah.
And then his excuse for doing it, where he was trying to paint a positive picture.
It's the same thing Trump did in February. He said, well, you know, I don't want to alarm anybody. Well, don't you see? There are things that you need to be alarmed about. So let us know. Let us know, please.
Yeah. Time to be alarmed. So as I'm discussing the fact that I want to talk about this, because we have to, you know, it happens in the
biggest story in the world.
Oscar informs me that Oscar took a little driveroo up
field
past
trip.
Walter Reed to check. Now, what time of day and what day of the weekend did you
do? Let me be clear. This was yesterday, prior to the cameo,
the drive around,
the appearance, the photo op. We were wrapping up at at headquarters, a meeting that Shannon, myself, and Charlie Burney have on Sundays
right.
at work. And Charlie, who had come down 355, which is the road that you would find Walter Reed Medical Center or Bethesda right. Naval Hospital, depending on what you want to call it these days, but it is Walter Reed Medical Center, NIH. He said, I got a chance to drive by. He goes, there's, I was like, it's quite a scene. And then I said, well, I have to head in that direction to Olney, Maryland, and I can either take 270 or I could be a good broadcaster and take 355 and eyeball this myself.
Yeah, you've always been a good curious George yeah. to be yeah. right in the middle of this stuff.
You yeah, know, you went care. Up the pike. So went up the pike instead of the interstate.
I packed up Santos, and I said, Santos, go see what's going on in this, this goat show that we've got out there. And
All right, Rosker. yeah.
I said, all right, let's go get some steaks. And see, figure out what's going on in the news. So we took the old Volvo, and I was expecting, and this is no knock on the president, and we went on the record, and we're still, I mean, I'm of the record and continue to be, and I think my guys are as well, as a team here, that we wish nothing but a speedy recovery yes. for the first family and all of
I
those.
I posted about that over the weekend. I saw that, it pissed me off when people post. Were, you know, stop that, man. Yeah, yeah, I mean, yeah. really, stop it. Shut up. You want to talk about, you know, look, I go along the lines of a very famous first lady who once said, you know, we go, you know, they go low, we go high. I mean, that's yeah. the way it is. And look, I think that
it was Dolly Madison who said that.
It had to be said. It had yeah. to be said, you know, because people just, you know, grow up. Everybody yeah. grow up. Stop being children. Yeah. You don't wish death on people, no matter how much you. Nobody dislikes the president the way he's run this country of ours more than I do. But I felt that was necessary to get out there. Unfortunately, and then the people that want to argue with you about it. Mike, he's been responding. Yeah, I'm aware of all that.
I get it.
But it is beneath the way I was raised to wish death on somebody mm-hmm. if I'm not doing shtick. I never have ever wished it on anybody legitimately. Now, there may have been one general manager. All right. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to say
no,
that.
No, thank but, you for clarifying. Anyway, thank you.
Yeah, yeah exactly.
So I was expecting a massive crowd in front of this hospital.
Right.
And you should know that 355 is no little street. It's a major artery into and out of the city.
It yeah, just on is. The magic box, it looks like they had a couple hundred people out
yeah,
there.
Yeah, me too. I was rolling through. I was like, all right, it's going to take forever to get through. There's probably people running up and down the street. Yeah. And if I was prepared to make a right on Jones Ave and get away from the hospital.
Right.
Prior to hitting it, because if it was going to be too much trouble, I would have seen it from afar. It was not that big. The TV makes it look everything bigger. It's like that
big flags.
Big flags.
Huge flags.
Not a lot of motion in the ocean. How is this possible? How when I'm watching TV for 3 days, does it look like it's jammed?
Well, it looks like you're outside One Direction's hotel. That's what they made it look like. It's like everyone's out there. So I like Harry Styles, but it's not like that.
I wasn't mad, but I was disappointed because I was like, oh, come on, it's TV again, they're working yep. us
few people
from
a
every
few people
angle
at the entrance and look, to and, Walter and, Reed, and, yeah,
enough
worth?
To make not a wide shot but a tight shot on the hospital look like it's jammed okay. and so that was easy to drive through but for me and
you didn't hit anybody
might have been that time of day. We're talking about roughly 2-3 o'clock before 2 hours prior two and a half hours prior to the president coming out to see everybody
prior to his announcement on Twitter that
prior to
a big
all
surprise
that,
was coming.
I'm just heading that way regardless. I figured I'd take that artery.
Right.
But it was historic in the sense that I don't remember President Reagan getting shot because I was too young. And mm-hmm. I don't remember.
I don't really remember
the colon cancer situation, which I was around for, but I was too young to even process that.
Right.
With Ronald Reagan, but for me, it was. While I don't agree with the man's politics, I'm in Mike's camp to say that, you know, It's sad, and you can't hope but the best until you get home and you're watching television with your mom, enjoying a carne asada, and then you see the clown car roll out from the front gates of NIH, and it simply
and right away,
was a photo
it didn't take long to get for back to
get
to, process.
To get back to be like this guy doesn't care about anybody but himself.
Exactly.
Well, because and that's the big deal, and that's what I take away. If we're going to scream and yell about the transparency of this doctor, that this Irish doctor, Sean Connolly, or whatever the hell his name is, or the people in the White House, we're going to slam our head against the wall all day long. Ain't going to happen. Not with these people. They consider the media to be the enemy. That's just the way it's going to be. What we can do is immediately upon seeing this go, there were two. We've had people since I've been on the radio in Washington, D.C. I've had people that have been in the Secret Service that have been fans of this show forever. I graduated with a good friend, a buddy of mine, Mike Bryant, who went on to work for the Secret Service. I have been proud to have friends in the Secret Service, and I think it's really an amazingly disciplined, brave operation. These people, there are frontliners and there are frontliners. These guys are literally tasked with taking a bullet for securing government officials. That's what they do. With that said, immediately when you looked, you said, well, the president is in this hermetically sealed SUV driving around the block. What about the two agents that are in the front?
Yeah.
And everybody said that right away. And I cannot get away from my anger for that situation, because I don't know how you can get into that limousine and not be in a super spreader situation with the president writing back. Yes, Rob.
You said something on Friday that hung with me all weekend, is that when the president is hospitalized, it makes us as a nation, and me personally, it makes me feel vulnerable. It puts our nation in a vulnerable situation. And when he takes a vulnerable situation and further mishandles it as ham-handedly as he did this weekend, it makes you feel not just vulnerable, but ashamed. And again, this has been a six-month series of being ashamed for the way things are going in our nation. I can't imagine on the international spectrum looking at America and what's happened since, I'd say, February. And just those are the two words I'm feeling right now, vulnerable and ashamed. Can I play the announcement he played on Twitter to tease his super spreader parade? Because it's so ridiculous. This is what, not only does he do it, he sets the table for it.
I also think we're going to pay a little surprise to some of the great patriots that we have out on the street, and they've been out there for a long time, and they've got Trump flags, and they love our country. So I'm not telling anybody but you, but I'm about to make a little surprise visit. When I look at the enthusiasm, and we have enthusiasm like probably nobody's ever had, our people that love the job we're doing, we have more enthusiasm than maybe anybody.
But do you think he has COVID like nobody's ever had? Do you think he ever says that?
No, I think that's a steroid rush. I think he got a steroid rush.
Yeah,
I think that's what happened with that.
Yeah. Time for car ride.
I think less taste in my mouth than anybody has taste.
I think that, yeah. So he goes out and he puts the, that's the only thing I take away from that is that
He doesn't get it.
But I look, the speculation, and this is what I hate, because I also take issue with the over speculation of all the drugs that are being prescribed from. I think that is because he is the president of the United States and they are trying to overkill this situation, whatever it may be, as soon as possible. And I'm down with that. And I would want that to happen with any president that was sitting there. With that said, when Oscar says he doesn't get it, he doesn't get it by putting the lives of two Secret Service agents in jeopardy by hopping in the back and saying, drive me around the block so I can wave.
You
have to think about this too, the amount of people that have died in hospitals where they're quarantined to the extent where they can't even speak to their family members except by telephone.
Right.
If that. And then meanwhile, he gets to, in the middle of his infectious period, hop in the back of this SUV and cruise around the block. That's what pissed me off. Yeah, Oscar.
When you saw the headline that said that he was getting, and look, if it saved his life, great. The experimental cocktail medicine, Did you think of me on Friday morning when I said he's going to get this amazingly top secret medicine?
I thought about it.
And then he's going to skip out of there like he's Superman, and that'll be that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought about it. But, the, you know, all the therapies they're giving him, some of them are experimental, but they're known about. So that's the thing. They're what I'm hearing is that the protocol that they're giving him is for someone who would be, if they're telling the truth, much sicker. But I think to try to speculate on where he is in this infection and where he, the oxygen levels, which they are just so low
to
reveal to the public. I'm not, as I said, beating my head against the wall for that. You're never going to get that. I also don't think that on the therapies that he's on, that he can skip out anytime soon. But, who knows with this administration?
And this is interpersonal at this point.
Okay.
How do you, if you're Chris Christie in a hospital bed in New Jersey, how do you take a call from the president and he goes, hey, Chris, I hope you're doing well. I got this crazy cocktail. I'm back on my feet, back in the White House. And Chris Christie's like, do you have the number of the doctor that gave you that experimental cocktail? Because I would love my doctor with that doctor.
He doesn't get it. He's not getting it at all. And,
Chris Christie's also very busy because, you get to pick out your meals in a hospital. They hand you a thing and he has to select all that. Also, I understand that the president's cocktail is dexamethasone and purine tablets. So we wish him all the best.
Placebo.
We'll get out today.
We'll come back with more fun on the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. Crazy times. Bizarro World 2020. We'll be right back. Maddie Masiello.
This is going to be great.
Maddie, anything to say?
There was cocaine on the coffee table and plenty of seepage in the hot tub. It was gross. I am just freaking out. That is disgusting.
There's the little Masiello girls on the big green shamrock.
My parents probably care less than I do, like an a-hole. It was a crap shack back then. I think I'm going to need a couple days to process.
Let Maddie make you gladdy.
So I'm not on the edge. I have this crippling anxiety. Much better, even though it sucks.
Everybody's mad about Maddie Masiello, only on The Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, Maddie, that was a promo all about you. What do you think of that?
Well, it's kind of weird to picture somebody cutting that together, like, in their basement. You know what I mean?
I appreciate it. It's Mark Riddell. Nothing foul at play.
Well, I'm flattered, not creeped out.
It's Marlon. Rob's Mark's buddy. Yeah, it is Mark Riddell. I'd be worried about that.
Yeah.
Anyway, it puts the lotion on. No. Anyway, back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by KiwiCo. Hey, KiwiCo, again, nice to see you. Face it, your family's been through a lot this year. Nothing is the same. Nothing.
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 Yeah. While this Halloween may look a little different than 2020, in 2020, the treats don't have to stop at candy, and that's no trick. With a KiwiCo hands-on science and art project, your devilish little ghoulies won't go batty with boredom. Instead, they'll be inspired by KiwiCo's seriously fun and innovative creative problem-solving crates. No bones about it. These are real engineering, science, and art projects. The quality is amazing. It's delivered to your door every month, and it won't rot your teeth. Plus, there's no commitment, so you can pause or cancel anytime. I still love that KiwiCo got my son interested in astronomy. Unbelievable. He loved it. KiwiCo is redefining learning with hands-on projects that build confidence, creativity, and critical thinking skills. That's so important, especially when we're spending so much time in of doors. There's something for every kid or kid at heart at KiwiCo. Get 30% off your first month, plus free shipping on any crate line with code TMOS at KiwiCo.com. That's 30% off your first month at KiwiCo, KiwiCo.com. Promo code TMOS. Ooh, Yes, it's time for your KiwiCo. So it's on any crate line. That's what they call them.
Well,
right?
They have the thing is there's different crates for different ages, and if you go to the KiwiCo website, it'll help you find the best one for whatever age your kiddo is, and 30% off.
So, wrapping up where we were with that, it was a bizarre weekend. We just got a short break here to wrap things up about that. Oscar went by the hospital. It was just pandemonium, and I don't know. I want things to get back to some semblance of normally. This, and we've never ever had a year like this. And,
well, this past week felt like a year.
Yeah, it really
is. It's incredible.
And we are so desensitized to breaking news. Do you remember what a huge deal it would be if the president, had a night in the hospital, much less the COVID
the
infection.
The debate
just
was last Tuesday, not even a
full week. Oh, my God, that seems like a thousand years ago.
And they were
ago.
Talking, I guess they are going ahead this coming Wednesday with the vice presidential debate.
Looks like they are.
Which I think is not good. I think that's weird. I think that's strange. I think
when you're getting senators. And isn't there a town hall tonight? Isn't Biden doing a town hall tonight?
I don't know. I was very hinky about the idea of Biden going out there. They take very sincere protocols, but still, I think he would be completely justified in hunkering down even more. And it's just so odd. And I am looking today at all of these reporters and all of these anchors, and you're beginning to see, I think, a level of exhaustion, the exhilaration of covering times that are this, what's the word I want to use? Times that
historic?
Are this tumultuous.
Tumultuous.
Tumultuous, either. Just chaotic. With the fatigue factor, I think, is starting to, you're starting to see the wear and tear. Yeah. Because it's just, there are no rule books. Nothing is normal. You know, I had to turn off the television when they were talking about succession and whether the vice president was doing the right thing by going to campaign rallies it's just not like anything we've ever seen. You don't have people that are knowledgeable enough about the way things are going down in the positions of power now.
Well, you can't be knowledgeable when something is this unprecedented. There's nothing to cite for how to do with it. So maybe we should just pull back. It turns out that there will be on NBC tonight, Joe Biden is doing a town hall meeting in Miami. So I'm sure that'll be entirely virtual, but still, it rolls on.
Fine.
It rolls
do
on.
Do you, and I don't want to harp on this too much, Mike, but what I guess what's frustrating to me is that even in these times of this, historic pandemic and this is regardless of who's in power. The idea that there is not a process that is followed to the T to keep our leader of the free world for whatever reason.
Mm-hmm.
And there could be a process in place that maybe it's not being executed for whatever reason, that there isn't this daily testing and that there's this supposed honor system for certain visitors. And there isn't some sort of mechanism in place that says, hey, you don't go close to this person unless you've been tested and we have clear proof that you've been tested.
Right.
You have people, Oscar, surrounding the president of the United States with high-powered weapons that are trained to literally give up their lives for the life of the president of the United States. Meanwhile, everything that's coming out is that there were not protocols put in place where this potentially, especially for a man of his age, deadly virus could get through there. This is, this is it, by the way. For those of you, and I urge everybody to still go out there and vote. But I think when you're talking about the final blow to an administration that I think by attrition wore people out, even people that might be on the other team, I think you're talking about the final straw when this comes out. It's competence. No matter who, whether you like the president or you don't like the president, the processes have to be put in place to protect him, and they blew it off. They blew it off because they just like they have from the beginning didn't take it seriously enough. And there are a lot of angry, angry Americans right now that the country is going through this right now. And I do hope that not only the president recovers from this so he can go through the election, but I also hope that we, even with the treatment they're giving him, I hope that they're pumping him through with so much of this stuff. I'd like to know the protocol and exactly what they did. If he comes out, if an obese man who's in his mid-70s comes out on the other side of this, I'd like to know what they did. And I think the American people deserve that with nearly 210,000 people dead. It's a strange, strange world that we
even
live in.
Even a toddler, only touches a hot stove once.
And look,
you gotta learn.
I want to apologize for saying competency because I don't think that's a word. It's competent.
Yeah,
right?
It is.
It is
competence.
Yeah,
but
I remember,
not competency.
Why, Oscar, at American University, I had the algebra competency requirement that I only passed. that I only passed the weekend that they threw that out, that they no longer had to have it. I struggled with algebra. My math skills. Just like I trouble, you know, I struggle with getting the right batteries for a voice processor, you know. And so it's
competency
crazy.
Is
it's
a word, Oscar. Time. You're okay.
Thank you.
Let's get serious when we come back. Since we let's talk about Oscar going car shopping.
Yes,
I really like to get I like to live vicariously.
It's a sad tale, Mike. It's a sad tale. Yeah.
No happy ending?
Well, no, you'll be surprised about the models I'm looking.
Yeah. My car with 37,000 miles on it that my son up in Maine spilled a smoothie on our way down here, and I did give a very, very successful friend of mine a ride home the other night, and I realized that we've gotten used to the pukey smell that's in our SUV.
Oh, a nice dairy-based smell? Yeah.
But there's no need to tackle that, Mike or Carla. Why get the car shampooed or anything like that?
Does it cover up the initial smell from when you bought the car?
Couldn't tell you. My nose is desensitized to pukey.
Oh, no.
Pukey.
Oh, that's
pukey the
COVID.
Hog McQueel.
That's COVID.
McMobile. We'll take a break and come back with Oscar's Car Search right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, humans, it's me again, Winslow, the Boston Terrier. One of the worst things about being a dog is that I can't talk. It's wicked hard. Not only does it make it impossible to ask for treats, it also prevents me from being a TMOS talking head. Imagine how fun it would be to sit down on a Friday morning, hop on your Zoom, and shoot the shit with TMOS. That would be a wicked pisser. I can't do that because I'm a dog, but you can. Just email your info to rob@mikeomerishow.com with your contact info and why he should choose you. And if you're wondering how a dog that can't talk can voice a promo, don't overthink it, okay? Hey, Tom Brady, how you liking Tampa? Woof.
They win yesterday? I didn't even...
Tom Brady? No, Tampa lost.
F you, Tom Brady. Anytime I've ever bet... God! We'll talk about that when we have my book here. Anyway, welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Oh, really? Boy, see, that threw me for a loop. Just like the bartender said to the horse...
I'm sorry, I'm wrong. They came back? Holy S. Yeah, I'm wrong. They came back. Oh, my God.
Ball. 38-31.
When I left the television, I'm like, they're going to lose this. 38-31.
Wow. Take the over. Wow. Take the over.
Congratulations.
We'll talk football in a few minutes here. Anyway, this portion of the program brought to you by our fruitcakes. Just like the bartender said to the horse, why the long face? Don't laugh at that. Don't you dare laugh at your joke that you wrote.
I laughed at your take on the joke.
Thank you. Listen, I get it. Everything just seems so sad right now. The president isn't feeling so well. It was damn near impossible to reset your garage door opener. And the most exciting part of your day was when you verified the fact that the wonderful Kyle Mooney is back for another season of Saturday Night Live. Really, Rob?
Yes, he is, and they gave him a sketch.
Oh, no. Unrewarding. Don't you crave a bit of normalcy? Well, TMOS Fruitcake Futures. That will take you back to the good old days. And we're winding it down now, folks.
You gotta do
get
it
em.
Now. Yeah.
Jump aboard the Orange Zest Express and let your taste buds transport you to happier times. One bite and these fruitcakes will remind you of a time when everything was right with the world. TMOS Fruitcake Futures. Buy them now and have something to look forward to. I say yay, 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 yeah. I say yeah, woo.
Yes.
How am I supposed to say that?
I say yeah. Oh,
I say yeah. Woo. Brown sugar, how come you dance so good? They taste even better than when you remember. Go to our website and get them in time for the holidays. MikeOMaraShow.com. Click the banner. It says fruitcake on it.
Do it.
And every purchase supports TMOS. Hail to the fruitcake. Hail victory. The Washington football team on the warpath. No, they can't go on the warpath. Well, maybe.
No.
I don't know. God. Anyway, so Oscar, your car. That's what I wanted to talk about. So what's going on?
So for the past, I would say, 2 months, we have been blessed with being able to be a two-car family as we were borrowing my father's car to be a two-car family so we can get around without having to coordinate with each other how we're going to get around. Mike, you lived this for what, 2 years? I think
it was. It makes sense to me. I can relate to it. A lot of people can relate to it. People that go, from being a two-car family maybe to a one-car family, like we did. It's not that big a hardship, but it can be a pain in the ass, especially when schedules collide.
It wasn't a hardship prior to the pandemic because I would just take an Uber everywhere. So for 2 years, the one-car family was awesome because I didn't have a car payment and I could take an Uber anywhere in the city, and the pandemic hit.
$7 and you're there.
And then Uber's disappeared.
Gone.
And now they're back with this crazy, which I don't feel 100% safe in, solution, where they have the plastic partition. Most of them do, at least in the city. So I'm happy to say that. But I don't feel safe jumping in a car with another, I would say maybe 100 people have ridden that thing already that day. And I don't want to jump into that vehicle
yet. You know, you brought up something that I hadn't even thought about. It's not just the driver. It's everyone that's been in the, you're having sex with everyone the driver's
had
sex
with. The last time I rode an Uber. I jumped in. This is in the early stages of the pandemic.
Right.
Because we didn't know yet. This is prior to sending everybody home.
Yeah.
And what skeeved me out was I just got back from the airport, from an airport run. And do you remember when, and Mike, this might not have been covered in your news cycle, wherever you might have been, but at Dulles Airport, it was taking people forever to get back into the country because there were so many flights coming in before the borders closed. And
I didn't know that.
Of the airports were jammed with international passengers, expats getting
Dulles
back in.
Dulles being an international hub. Absolutely.
Yes.
Right.
So the guy said, you won't believe it, I had to spend 5 hours at the airport waiting for some lady. So he's giving me this whole pack, just five people coming in that he just finally dropped off, and I was his first run after that airport run.
Fantastic.
I just took a bunch of people from China to their hotel. Welcome to my Uber. It's crazy.
And he
time.
Didn't process so, it that way, and I'm sitting there and I'm like, wiping down everything.
Yeah. We had a family of five Asians that were just in from an old folks home in Da Nang. And
just the idea of an
Wuhan.
Airport
works better for the joke.
Skeeved me out. It didn't, and I was like, oh, I can't do this. So I remember the morning there was a breaking point where I was like, Shannon, we have to do something about this car situation where I got to start looking for cars. And I openly talked about it here on the show where I was like, they got these 0% financing. I was thinking of selling the Volvo and splitting that into two smaller cars, like all kinds of things.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And finally, I thought it was just, it's cost prohibitive to get a new car into any type of mix. But driving my father's, who, by the way, had a great this conversation with my father, sidebar. He said, hey, Dad, I went to go visit my mom yesterday. Hey, Dad, I heard you're coming home for Thanksgiving. Oscar. Voy a tratar, which is I'm going to try. And I said, what do you mean you're going to try? Mom says you're coming home for Thanksgiving. And he goes, Oscar, vamos a ver quién está volando a los Estados Unidos. Like, who's flying to the United States? He's going to check tomorrow. This man is hedging his bets to miss Thanksgiving at such a
It'll
high
work
level.
Out for him. He doesn't want to come home.
At such a high level that, and then he sent us a little picture of Bolivia and how beautiful it is this time of year. He doesn't want to come home. It's fine. So
he won't be back for Thanksgiving.
The other family's already bought the turkey or the goat or whatever they cook for Thanksgiving. he's ready.
Goat.
God. It is nuts. And I told Mom, I was like, I don't think he's coming, Mom. And she goes, está viniendo. Like, she's a false hope. So that means I get to drive my father's car a little longer, which is fine.
Cool.
For me is what was unlocked is the blissfulness of not having to worry about what does your day look like? Or I need to run and get this now. Can you hold tight? Am I going to interfere with your day? This is to my wife. Like, if there is any issues. So how do you solve that? Do you go and buy a new automobile? No, that doesn't make any sense. All I need is something relatively safe to get me from point A to point B, zipping around the city.
A beater car.
And zipping around the city.
What are you looking at now?
There's nothing better than a little less than 5 years, I found a four-year-old smart car that could possibly get me from A to B, no problem, fits Santos, maybe not Shannon, and we can get around on a regular basis. And if we have to go somewhere far, like my mom's, Anything over 30 minutes.
This is after you're not able to use. You're fine while you've got your dad's car.
Yes,
right?
I'm fine.
You're fine with
I'm
that.
Fine. I'm doing the research.
And so you're looking to maybe after this is over to get a smart car.
I want you
to go back, Oscar. I need you to think back when we were doing the show in Manassas. Okay, and for a while. You got for I think it was a rental or yes, a replacement. You drove a smart car for, and you said it
didn't
was
he
like,
hate it.
You said when you went over 35 miles an hour, it was like being wrapped in tinfoil
on the highway. It felt like you were being sucked underneath a tractor trailer every
exactly.
time they drove
exactly. You
by.
Hated it.
Yes,
I even tried to
only
get in.
You'd be
it.
Passing like regular pickup trucks.
Yes.
And feel the same way.
But in the city, it is. In the if I just a city car.
Right.
For less than what it looks like to be 10 grand, I don't know what's wrong with this used car yet, but
right.
I found two smart cars, lightly used, under 30,000 miles, and they're not electric, so I don't have to deal with trying to plug something in. And for me, that's all I need. Will I be judged? Absolutely. But I'm fine. My whole life has been judged.
How close are you to pulling the trigger?
I'm going to go see it this Saturday just to see what they're all about, if anything's changed.
You're out of your mind. All right. Thank you. Keep us updated. Jesus Christ.
Make sure you get a yellow one.
Going. yellow smart car. Oh no! It'll be that week where there'll be an emergency where he has to go out to like Manassas or Olney somewhere in his foil car.
No, we'll get a call from him and we'll hear him say hello, Oscar, and all we'll hear is nee!
No. You recall the problem with the smart car is that the windshield is so vertical that every pebble shatters the windshield.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Get a Vespa. We'll be back with news you may not need right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Everybody. I'm kidding. I'm not. This
will be cake and cookies. Rob and Katie.
Hey there. This is Katie from the Cake and Cookie Show. On this episode, we learn that Rob is a grocery store jerk nerd. We have lists and panic.
Lots of lists.
And the biggest dog derailment of all time. Tune in for all this and more on the Cake and Cookie Show.
Don't miss it, Luna.
It's the Rob and Katie Show.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. I could talk about my bookie and tell you how great they are. They are great. They're the best. But I'm going to go check it out right now. I go to Mike O'Mara Show.
I've got my guy.
Get in here.
Let me tell you.
All right, my bookie. All right, getting in there right now to see. Show me that total. Show me that total, baby.
Oh,
come on
the winnings?
Now. Yeah, let me see it. Okay, got my password all locked in there. And I sound like Nikki Diamond right now, don't I? Hey, there you go. Yeah. All right, Bermuda boy. I'm checking it out right now. Okay. And oh, yes. Thank you, Tampa Bay. Thank you, New York Giants, for covering the spread. Thank you, my bookie. There's my little fat little total. I'm so happy right now. Hey, we're winding up week four of the NFL, and week five is coming up. Football, baby. The NBA playoffs in full swing. That can only mean one thing. It's winning season at my bookie. It was winning season for me over the weekend. I bet the spread with the Giants, and they covered.
Good to go.
I was able to watch Daniel Jones still be a closet case when it came down to crunch time. Throw the tradition of the Daniel Jones interception. They could switch him tomorrow. And I would be more than happy.
Mike.
And by the way, your first round, Andrew Thomas, I think the guy's name, the draft pick, that great offensive lineman from Georgia that you spent all that capital on, he sucks. Doesn't even look like he's in the game. Anyway, but I'm talking about my bookie.
You've
I don't
won.
Want to talk about anything
You've
else.
Won, technically.
I won on my bookie because I knew what to do it. And they made it so easy. It really is so easy to do it. It's fun. Makes it more fun when you're betting on a game, even if your team sucks like mine does. They've made it simple to win and easy to withdraw your cash. Right now, they've got a $100,000 super contest for only $10 entry fee. And they're giving away $5,000 in cash prizes every 4 weeks. You'd be crazy not to invest with them. My bookie, use the TMOS code to claim your 100% deposit match all the way up to $1,000. It's easy to jumpstart your bankroll. NFL, NBA, MLB, Yankees, Astros, A's, the Rays, they all play tonight. Get in on it. The funnest way to support TMOS is by supporting my bookie. It's never too late to get started on your winning season exclusively at my bookie. Use promo code TMOS and double your first deposit now. My bookie, have some fun. I am having fun when I'm looking at that total. Oh, thank you very much, my boogie.
News.
Giants.
Giants. Boo. Cinema here. All right, I like these lists sometimes. Forbes has put out their list of the world's highest paid actresses. And since the box office has been virtually non-existent for more than 6 months, the top 10 feature more streaming and TV actresses than usual. I'll just give you a couple of them right here. Sofia Vergara is numero uno.
Ooh, good for her.
Number one.
Good for her.
She made $43 million over the past year. Her take includes money from Modern Family and America's Got Talent, as well as licensing deals and her fashion and furniture lines. Angelina Jolie, that which surprises me because we haven't seen her, she is second with $35.5 million.
She produces.
Also that alimony.
Yeah.
It's pit Haps. Money.
Yeah.
Get it? Pit money.
The pits.
It's money. It's money from pit.
Yeah. Right, hold on. Let me press that. Does that count as income? I think it does.
It's taxable, right?
Is he paying her alimony?
Alimony?
I don't know whether he is or not.
Is taxable. I never even thought about that.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah. Or you can hide it in your smart car. Over the course of this year, we have heard people keeping their trees long after Christmas and dressing them up for different holidays, like Valentine's Day, St. Patrick's Day.
Ed McMahon.
I guess. Thank you for that. Yeah, jump right in with that 1960s reference. Yeah, we know that he kept his tree all year, Rob. We know that. That's the big story. Ed McMahon, internet. There we go. I guess people eventually got rid of their trees, but they're already bringing them back because there's a new trend on Instagram where people are putting up fall Christmas trees and decorating them with things like leaves and pumpkins. That way, once Thanksgiving rolls around, you just take down the fall decorations and replace them with your Christmas decorations. Yeah. Okay. Spend some time doing that.
I've seen this, Mike, and I was just at Michael's last week. Don't ask me why.
Oh dear. So,
they don't sell smart cars at Michael's.
No, they don't. But they sell crafts, which your mom demands when you visit her on Sunday. So I, like a good son, go to Michael's and pick her up some supplies.
I don't know how to say it in Spanish, but it's son. I need dowel rods.
Let's defer to the man who was in the biz, has been in the biz, the Christmas tree biz. Rob, does this bode well for the biz? Does it not bode well for the biz? What's your opinion as a former Christmas tree retailer?
It for the retailer that I was, it bodes bad because you can't keep a cut tree up all year round. It'd have to be an artificial tree. So that means people are going to go towards artificial trees, and the ridiculous markup of the cut tree goes by the wayside. I think it's stupid. This is as bad as people that hang Easter eggs on a tree outside in April. I don't like this trend.
I think it is? I think this is we want to have our dessert first, always.
Toddlers. In America, we're toddlers,
We're toddlers. We want Christmas to start. It's just shut up and look forward to the seasons and when we are supposed to do things. You know, family, that's what matters. You know, getting your middle daughter, your middle child to come down at Thanksgiving.
Aww,
like that was my
sweet
Christmas present of the weekend,
which
is just amazing. I cannot wait for that. But I mean, why? Why do we have to decorate fall trees? Yes, put up the Christmas tree. Shut up. Anyway, moving right along. What a shocker. People are completely and totally divided on something.
What?
Anyway, a new study found the most popular Halloween candy in every state by analyzing Google searches. And it found the top candy in 25 states is something chocolate, and the top candy in the other 25 states is something that's not chocolate. I'm frankly surprised at this. I always thought chocolate was the big winner.
Right.
Would you like to know overall the candy that won the most states?
Please.
A particular candy won the most states.
Yeah, yeah. Which one?
Any guesses?
Oh.
Well, I would guess. I mean, are we guessing the chocolate or the non-chocolate one?
You're guessing the candy itself.
Oh, the candy
itself.
Won
the most states.
I would have to say probably Mary Jane's.
Shut
candy
up,
corn?
God.
I would say Reese's Cups.
Yeah.
I would have said the same thing.
That's strong.
It's Starburst.
Oh, wow.
I think that's the kid factor. My kid loves Starburst.
Yeah, sour Starburst.
To love Starburst.
Kids love sour candy.
It's number one.
Yeah.
Starburst number one in six states. Kit Kats and Nestle Crunch Bars are second with four states each.
itch.
Speaking of Kit Kat, I've got a question. There's a commercial that I'm seeing on television where a Kit Kat bar opens up and Dracula is in it. Am I missing something? What's the gimmick there? Because it makes no sense to me. Oscar,
well, I think the advertising is effective if you're sitting here thinking about that ad, you know, with mm-hmm. the Kit Kats.
Yeah. No, it makes me not want to eat a Kit Kat because I hate the ad. Makes me mad.
All I know is I stole one of my son's Welch's gummies, you know, and sucked a little bit of it into my lung, and I am still recovering from
that. Oh, no.
I don't have the COVID, but I'm sitting there all day going, and of course, Carl is hearing me out there going, are you all right? Which doesn't mean are you all right. It's my stop coughing.
Yeah, shut up.
So you say you're a massive, this is so weird, speaking of Dracula and horror, if you're a massive Silence of the Lambs fan, which I am, I love the movie, here's an opportunity to prove it. The home of serial killer Buffalo Bill is up for sale.
Hey!
Was she a big old fat person?
It's in Perryopolis, Pennsylvania, which is about an hour south of Pittsburgh. And it's on the market for $298,500.
Deal. That's a deal.
No, it's not a deal. No, it's not. You've seen that house. The home was built in 1910. It was previously sold in 2016 to a Silence of the Lambs fan for $195,000. The owners before that had lived there for almost 40 years and were the residents when the movie was shot. I would be completely
It rubs lotion on its skin. It does this whenever it's told.
Mr. My family will pay cash. Whatever ransom you're asking for, they'll pay it.
It rubs the lotion on its skin or else it gets the hose again.
Now, to be fair, the listing says they just refurbished the pit. So it is probably good.
The well down in the bottom. There you go. And now a little something, something. There is a 52-year-old woman. Her name, Beth Ann Franchak. Yeah, it's a Beth Ann, Rob.
Oh,
she's
good.
From St. Pete Beach.
Yes.
That's where you want to live. And on Thursday, she called the cops and had them come to her house because she had a problem. She bought a bag of meth for $20 and she wanted to turn it over to them because it was, quote, junk.
Oh.
The cops tested the crystals inside the bag and they came back positive for meth. So junk or not, Beth Ann was arrested for felony possession of a controlled substance. Way to go, Beth Ann. You know what she wasn't tested for? Possession of good judgment. Am I right, ladies? There we go. Thank you. Thank you very much. We got to get out of here. We'll come back with the audio
Beth
ball.
Ann.
Moving. Lots going on the Mike O'Meara Show, everybody.
This is Jim Amato.
I'm Dan Ware.
I'm Alpino.
This is Paulie Christine.
This is Stephanie Larson.
Hey, it's Twitch.
This is Dirk Bastrick.
This is Linda Hurt.
I'm Chris Pontani.
I'm Trip Affleck, and I'm an American.
It's your friggin' duty to vote.
Plan how you will cast your vote.
Vote in person on November 3rd.
Vote early.
Or vote absentee.
Vote for whoever you support.
All votes count.
It's your duty to vote.
It's not just a right, it's an obligation.
God bless America.
You gotta, you'll vote.
Vote duties.
Yeah, according to the Declaration of Independence, we are all created equal. Politicians and billionaires have one vote, and so do you. This makes you as powerful as any one of them. It gives you control over what happens in your community, your state, and this nation. Today, my wife and I will be going to the kitchen table, filling out our ballots, and then tomorrow we will be dropping them off at a drop box located right outside the registrar.
You have to witness for each other, don't you? This is a cool thing.
I believe so.
Yeah,
I believe that's the way it works. It's your privilege and your duty to make. It's funny because I haven't opened the ballot yet that came in the mail. It's
right.
Almost like a sacred thing now. I'm so careful to do it correctly. It's
exactly.
Your duty. To make sure America lives up to its promise of equality, make sure you're registered. If you never got a better example of how important it is to vote in this election, I think we've had them all over the place,
yep.
Maybe in a week. Plan to vote on Tuesday, November 3rd, if you're not going to do it mail-in, or get all the information you can at vote.org, and they'll tell you exactly how you fulfill your duty and vote. Exercise your right, please. You have a voice. Make sure it's heard. Tuesday, November 3rd. Vote because the future depends on you. I made a big statement about the fact that they don't count the votes until The polls close here in Florida. A person corrected me on that. There are certain places where they are counting prior to that. I'm not sure what the details are, but that's because I'm wrapped up trying to put batteries in an audio vocal processor. Thank you very much.
Let's open up
the audio vault for today. This is Monday, October 5th, 2020. Take it away, Rob Spiewak.
Mike, I thought you could use some good news. So here's some good news.
Absolutely. Yes,
the president gets it.
It's been a very interesting journey. I learned a lot about COVID. I learned it by really going to school. This is the real school. This isn't the let's read the book school. And I get it. And I understand it.
I love the fact that he's now somehow against reading books. Now that's a problem.
And then he takes a joyride.
Well, no, it speaks to the whole anti-intellectualism
of course,
the administration.
Of course. I kid. Here is some good news. This is what Dr. Fauci said. He was did an interview with Wired. This gives me a little bit of comfort.
And if we combine a vaccine with prudent public health measures, we can put this outbreak behind us. And that's the reason why we should not despair.
I love that. Okay, we can still do this, folks. Be smart about
it. Also,
I believe him.
This is on the heels of portions of New York City being shut down because they've become hot spots, different neighborhoods. So, you know, I think it's important to highlight that we're not out of the woods yet, but there are certain things we all have to do to help each other.
Yeah, it's true.
I agree, and I think it's important to listen to him. He's been right more than he's been wrong. Everybody's made their little, we've been learning this as we've been going on. So that's good to hear, and with the vaccine and with prudent health measures. And by the way, the overwhelming majority of Americans, I think, are smart enough to be putting masks on. There are pockets of people that don't do it. Young people down here in Florida going to bars, not a mask to be found. Idiot, idiot, idiot. But you're seeing stores where it's not required, where people are wearing masks. I wear masks. Go to an outdoor restaurant. Went there this past Saturday. Went in, had my mask on, sat outside, had my meal, put the mask back on, walked to the car. And everybody that came into that restaurant was wearing a mask until they, got into the seating area to sit down and eat their meal. So I'm fine with that. It's great.
Any loud eaters?
No, we were far away. We were so far away from everybody. There was nobody within. There may be on the other side of a walkway away from us.
I'm
so
always concerned for loud eaters.
I'm concerned for people
Carla
getting food all over their mask, like maybe just dripping
Carla
marinara
says when
sauce.
I eat something that I really love, I hum. My old buddy Randall used to do. I'm doing the hum, hum, hum,
hum, hum, hum. The Flamingo Kid. Did that. Well, the wise people are going to continue to be wise and keep us from, having the despair. But we still have stupid people in the anchor chair. And now there's a new thing. October is not just October. It's not the month of Halloween, Mike. It's spooky season.
It is Thursday, October 1st.
Wow.
Big
Happy
day.
October.
I know, right? We made it to spooky season.
Welcome back, everyone. Spooky season is here.
Well, guys, now that it's officially October, we have spooky season right around the corner.
Yeah, I watched Hocus Pocus last night.
Of course you did.
I am all in.
It's officially spooky season, so why not go to hell? Hell, Michigan.
It's October, and that marks the beginning of spooky season.
It's spooky season.
We are entering spooky season.
For many, the beginning of October is also the start of spooky season.
Maybe we should just burn the country down. I mean, just like a couple gallons of gas and, start from new. Spooky season. My ass. Man,
send the letters to Rob with that, though. I didn't say that. Thank you.
Put up your spooky trees. And let's close with this. Little kid was trending on YouTube this weekend. He's got a math book in front of him. Looks like he's doing some homeschooling. He's little, but he's doing some homeschooling. And it's a math question about money. I like the way this kid thinks.
Jaden has $1 bill, 1 quarter, and 2 pennies. How much money does he have? Jaden broke.
Jaden is broke. The correct answer, $1.27. That's your magic audio ball. Have a great Monday, everybody.
Oh, don't forget, we're still selling our fruitcakes.
Yes,
spooky
yes.
season or not, go grab one for the holidays. When are we wrapping that up? When are we going to wrap up the sales of
middle of October.
The fruitcake?
Middle of October.
Yeah. Middle of October.
Yes,
I always
days
forget
are
that.
Numbered.
So you only have a couple of weeks to get that done. So go to MikeOmaraShow.com and do that. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara saying stay safe and so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeO'MaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
You know who I am? I'm Mo Green.
I'm a phony, just like you.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
That was a hot mess inside a dumpster fire, inside a train wreck.